News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on a thankful Thursday. How are you doing this morning? My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We got the Pensacola Expert Panel. We tell you about all kinds of good stuff coming up in our area and people doing great work in our community. And this morning, I'm joined by Craig Heinzman. We all know him from our favorite church here in Pensacola, Marcus Point Baptist Church. They've got a great event coming up, and we're going to be talking about that. Craig, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing great. Just getting started up this morning. Yeah, man. I've got my five-shot espresso kicking in right about now. So
5 shots of espresso.
So we're going to have fun, nice. Man. This is getting going. You're going to be peeling me off the ceiling here in a minute.
Listen. Yeah, I'm trying to cut back on coffee. So I've actually, I've gone to one cup a day, which I normally was, I was 6 or 7 cups a day. Mm. So
have you tried Celsius?
I have not.
My wife is now addicted to them, and everybody I go to church with is like, hey, man, have you tried Celsius? You have, hey, here's one. I got 3. Come on. Come out to the truck. I got a Celsius.
I'm like, wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Praise.
Sounds interesting. Woo. Yeah, no, I'm trying to be a little healthier. As you get older, everything doesn't work like it used to.
Right.
My son has my metabolism that I had when I was his age, which you could eat a full pizza and show absolutely zero weight.
Right.
And it turns out that metabolism stops around 40.
Yeah, you know, this guy named Frank Thomas, he played a little baseball. I see him on these ads every once in a
while.
The
big hurt.
He's like, yeah, when you turn 40, you're going to die and it's going to be horrible. You need to take these pills.
Yeah, no. Just need to eat a little bit better. That's
all. Yeah.
That's all. But yeah, we're getting ready for Sportsman's Night Out, which it's a big hunting, fishing, it's a sports person's event. So we have families that come, husbands, wives, kids. It is a great time, August 8th at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Awesome. You can find this online, pensacolachurch.org/snow, S-N-O, Sportsman's
Night Out. Or just sportsmansnightout.com.
Oh, that'll work too. Very cool. Awesome. All right, August 8th at the Bay Center. So tell us about this. The Sportsman's, what are we going to see there?
So this event was the brainchild of a guy named Billy Moore. Billy, it was a deacon at our church, a builder here in the community, just an incredible man. Unfortunately, lost a battle with cancer this year. And we are definitely honoring him this year with all that he's done. But he said, you know, there's a bunch of guys out there that I bet you they'd come and hear about the gospel if we did it in a way that they actually liked.
Right.
And I was like, and so he decided to do a sportsman's night out, but that was really more of a wild game dinner. I don't know if you've seen those where, you know, you get all kinds of different wild game meat. You might get some emu, you might get some deer meat, elk, that kind of stuff. You cook it up. And so that happened. Oh man, it was like 12 years ago. And it did okay. It did all right. And our pastor, Gordon Godfrey, who is an avid hunter, he's a big turkey guy. In fact, he's going to be looking to do the World Grand Slam, I believe that's what it's called. So that's 5 turkeys in, I think 3 of them are in America and 2 are outside of America that you have to kill in a single year, in a single season.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. But
are they that difficult to kill?
I don't know that they're that difficult to kill. It's just getting to all of them within season is a problem. But, you know, he said, I think we can put something behind this and really see it grow. And so he and Billy together created this event. And this event is really just a huge opportunity for us to give hope to the community, but also an opportunity for us to have a lot of fun with our sponsors, giving away a lot of prizes. We have given away so many incredible things, and that tradition is going to continue.
Very nice. This is going to occur at 6:30 p.m. We did have a text from Michael. He's wanting to know what time does the Sportsman's Night Out begin? That'll be 6:30 p.m. August 8th.
Yep. Doors open at 5, so you'll have a little bit of time to go around and look at all the vendors and the sponsors that are there. See all the prizes you can win. Coastal Machinery has been a sponsor for years. They're going to give away a side by side this year, Carpenter's Campers has been one of our title sponsors for years. They've got a brand new 2024 camper, a bunkhouse camper they're going to give away as well. Mm-hmm. Builders First Source is another one of our great title sponsors. And Florida Air Conditioning Heating. They do two complete HVAC systems. They will give away two complete HVAC systems at this event. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That could save somebody a lot of money and be a big difference here in this hot summer heat that we're going to have. All right. So, and then Michael also wanted to know, what about the food? Are they still serving food before? When does the food come out?
So there is food. All the concession stands, since we've moved to the Bay Center, all the concession stands are open for food our public guests. Now, there are VIP access. You can't win, though. I mean, you can't buy those. Those are for sponsors. They do have a food area in the VIP area, but you can win those. In fact, next week when I'll be hosting Andrew's show Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
Nice.
I will give away a pair of tickets and a VIP parking pass, and we'll also have that for Cat Country 98.7 to give away.
Very nice. Yes, VIP tickets are very sweet. The food is good. You've got lots of happy people back there, and you feel very important. It's a very important thing. Craig Heinzman from Marcus Point Baptist Church is in the studio talking about Sportsman's Night Out, August 8th at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 5. Get there, grab some food, and maybe you'll win that VIP package there. Let's talk about, real quick before we get to our first commercial break, who is going to be there? Who's going to be speaking? What kind of personalities can we see?
Right. So we've had a number of guests over the years. We've had Randy Howell, a bass fisherman. We've had the vice president of Realtree Outdoors. Last year, we had Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasties. This year, we have Rick Burgess. He is the co-host of the Rick and Bubba show. But he's also
Rick and Bubba.
Right, yeah, exactly. But he's also the creator of Man Church. He is an avid hunter, a great father. He's got some incredible stories, incredible testimony. Lost a child, and just understanding what that looks like, and he is going to be an incredible speaker. But then we have Hank Parker, who is a crowd favorite. Hank was here last year. Hank is a Hall of Fame bass fisherman. He's got slews of television programs that he's been a part of. Hank Parker's Flesh and Blood, Hank Parker 3D, Hunt Like a Parker. I mean,
wow,
this guy is incredible, and he's going to be back. He's going to be back again, sharing with us. Both of those speakers, though, are people that are just, I think last year, you know, Willie's great. Willie's awesome. Everyone came out to hear Willie Robertson.
Right.
But when Hank Parker took the stage, I don't think anybody, in fact, no one that I've talked to has said, hey, man, is Willie coming back? They've all said, is Hank coming back?
Oh, wow.
Because Hank was that powerful. Mm. He does a good job. But we'll also have Carly Ryan's going to be doing some music with us.
Nice.
Brent Lane's going to be doing some hosting. Mm-hmm. We got Chip Simmons from our sheriff's office. He's also going to be doing some hosting. Mm-hmm. But it's really just an event. We want to get folks together that love the outdoors, love hunting, love fishing, and want to win some really cool things, and want to have a good time. That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
you know, that's the whole point of the event. And we'll give away. Let's see. I know we talked about the camper. We talked about the side by side, but that's just a few of the things. And I know Mike's Outdoors is going to be giving away three weapons. Michelle Salzman, our state rep, she's going to give away a weapon. Element Hunting Range, or Element Tactical Range out in Holt, they're going to be giving away some stuff.
America.
Well, it's, I'll tell you, here's the thing. So we'll do 30 prizes before we do the main prizes. So we about have 15 to 20 main prizes, including like African safari hunt. We'll give away three of those.
Wow.
Where you can go to Africa and hunt. There's going to be, I think, two hunts to Ohio for these monster bucks. You'll see some of those.
Wow.
But before we get to even any of those, we have 30 giveaways at the very beginning.
Wow.
And those giveaways, none of them are under $500 in value. So that's how, I mean, you walk away with fishing kayaks and Yeti coolers, and I mean, there's so much stuff that you can walk away from this event.
And this is only $10?
$10. We will not raise the price. It has been, you know, $10 for a couple of years now. We did go up from $5 when we moved from the church to the Bay Center, but we were in the church, man. I mean, we had multiple rooms we were trying to take to cover this crowd, and we were able to move to the Bay Center to put everybody in one room. So it does cost us a little bit more. But yeah, $10, that's it.
Man, that's amazing. August 8th, clear your calendars. Starting at 6:30 p.m., doors open at 5 at the Bay Center. We're going to have the Sportsman's Night Out brought to you by Marcus Point Baptist Church. Also, Builders First Source, Carpenters Campers, Coastal Machinery Company, and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Got Craig Heinzman here in the studio talking about Sportsman's Night Out. This is going to be a great event. Only $10. Go to, you said sportsmansnightout.com?
Sportsmansnightout.com or Ticketmaster. You can get your tickets there.
Ticketmaster. Only $10. All right, we'll be right back. This is a call or text in show. Call us, text us. If you have any questions, comments for Craig and Sportsman's Night Out is what we're talking about, let us know. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Why is Commissioner James Calkins opposing the District 1 Medical Examiner's facility again? He actually said that he is opposed to it because he has a problem with the former county administrator who is the operations director for the facility. Teenagers defacing a pride flag painted on the street in Spokane, Washington, and being charged with a felony over that. And do you use cloud storage or do you want it on your computer? You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I got Craig Heinzman from Marcus Point Baptist Church in the studio. What do you do over there at Marcus Point Baptist Church?
So I am the community pastor. My job is to basically find people doing a good work here in Pensacola and try to help them do it as best we can. So we partner with a bunch of different nonprofits to help them complete their missions. It doesn't have to. We do things like, we have a couple of 360 cameras that we take to events. We do be taking them to schools and letting kids, you know, have fun at dances and that kind of stuff. We do partnering with sponsoring different people's events and different opportunities for them. But we also provide space for them to meet. In fact, right now the VA is setting up. They're going to be doing a VA meet and greet there at the church. And so I oversee all that, but I also oversee all of our large scale events. So anything that outward facing event wise,
right,
are. If you've been downtown to the Egg Wahooza, we do that. Mm-hmm. I do that. Organize, in fact, all of the egg hunts for all the areas. So we've got four egg hunts that happen at the same time.
Wow.
With about 125,000 Easter eggs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. and so we've got, I do that, do the sunrise service, Spirit of Christmas service, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. August 8th, 6:30 p.m., mark it on your calendars at the Bay Center. We are going to have Sportsman's Night Out. Hank Parker is going to be a guest speaker, also Rick Burgess. You can go to PensacolaChurch.org /SNO, or just easily just go to sportsmansnightout.com. Brought to you by Builders First Source, Coastal Machinery Company, Carpenters Campers, and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 850-437-1620. This is a great event. I don't want to get too deep real quick, but you know, it's going to be fun and prizes and exciting, and you're going to hear from Hank Parker and Rick Burgess. But really, underneath all of this, really, and always for me in my life, there's an important mission here to spread a message of hope in this time.
Yeah, right? And that's exactly the whole point. Yeah. The idea is your friends may not want to come into a church building. We get that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's church hurt. There's people that have, you know, they don't like church for this reason or that reason, whatever they think it's this way or that way. We want to make sure that people know, hey, listen, we're willing to do whatever it takes to show people the hope that we can find in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what these speakers are going to talk about. You know, Rick Burgess is going to talk about the hope that he's found in Christ. And he's going to talk about hunting stories and fishing stories, and he's going to talk about radio stories, and he's, you know, funny, and same thing with Hank. Hank's going to talk about fishing and all that stuff, but it all leads to what God has done in their life to change their life and to make their life better through their giving their life to Christ. And that's it. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah. You brought up a great point about, you know, there is church hurt. There is, the pastor at my church always says, if the church hasn't done you wrong, if it hasn't hurt you yet, then just wait, you know, give us time. Yeah. Because it's a perfect message brought to you by imperfect people. You
Absolutely.
Know, we're all imperfect and we're all just trying to do better. But there is an important message of hope now. And I think is so important in this climate. Because everybody I know, we're just all stressed to the max. Everybody's just pushed to the limit. Everybody's worried and anxious. Right. And this really could help some people. So,
people say, oh, this is a Marcus Point event. It's not. This is a community event. This is, you know, we're not going to go by. You come and you say, hey, I go to so-and-so church. That's great. Mm-hmm. Come and enjoy yourself. Win some prizes. Have some fun. Bring some friends. In fact, we've got what we call the Stow Challenge. We're asking people to buy 5 tickets. And give those 5 tickets away. Mm. That's what we call that Snow Challenge. It's something that, like I said, Billy Moore is the one who kind of headed this off. And when we were sitting in team meetings, Billy would always say, it's worth it if one person's life has changed. That's it, just one.
Right.
We don't care if we have, we can have 6,000 people. We had 6,000 people there last year. It was great. But if one person's life is made completely new because of this night, then it's worth every amount that we spend on it. It's worth everything that we do and all the hard work that goes into it. And we've got a great team of guys that are doing this event. This is actually led by men in our church that that understand hunting and fishing and love it. And they get to come in here and say, hey, this is what we need to do. These are who we need to go after. And it does. FYI, you don't have to be a hunting and fishing person to sponsor this. Coffee and I guy.
Right.
Right down the street. Mm-hmm. Been sponsors for a couple of years now. And so everybody, you know, they're certainly not a hunting store. If you go in there, you're not going to find camo much, maybe some camo sunglasses, but they're going to be giving away Costas and a couple of other stuff there. We've got Bay Area Printing and Graphics. They're coming in and just sponsoring us by helping us with printing costs and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Badcock Furniture, Mesquite Tree Ranch. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. There's all kinds of local sponsors here. And, of course, our own 98.7 Cat Country. Brent Lane will be walking around down there.
Yeah.
You know, making sure everybody's having a good
time.
The cat
will be there, I think, at some point in time. Yeah, so we really want to make this a community event where a lot of folks that if you've got a business, especially you want to get out there, we've got some folks that we're giving them tables that are nonprofits, Hunters for the Hungry, those kind of folks. They're getting tables for free so we can help them spread the word.
Yeah. Admission is only $10. You can go to Ticketmaster or sportsmansnightout.com for more information. August 8th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Doors are at 5 at the Bay Center in Pensacola. I've got Craig Heinzman here in the studio. If you have questions or comments about this great event, let us know. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I'm hanging out with Craig Heinzman here in the studio talking about Sportsman's Night Out, brought to you by Marcus Point Baptist Church and lots of local sponsors. Thank everyone for their support on this. This is going to be a great event. Hank Parker, Rick Burgess are going to be speaking. There's going to be vendors, seminars, demonstrations. This is going to be great. Admission is only $10. Go to sportsmansnightout.com for more information. You'll also get tickets on Ticketmaster. Craig, any thoughts? We've only got about a minute and a half here.
Man, I just want everyone to know we are excited to have you guys out. And if you're a business and you still want, we still have some opportunity for sponsorship. So if you want to come on, you can also go to sportsmansnightout.com, click that button to sponsor. So we have sponsors, tickets, everything is right there, sportsmansnightout.com. You can even look at last year's event and see what you expect.
Oh, wow, you did that a lot quicker than I was expecting. We've still got a minute.
Oh, good.
So,
well, that's fine.
Yeah. This is an important event.
It is. And I just want to thank all of, you know, again, thank our sponsors. We've got some pretty amazing people mm-hmm. that have stepped up big time. I mean, when you're talking about somebody giving away a camper, with Carpenter's Campers, you got Coastal Machinery giving away a side-by-side that's probably a $21,000 side-by-side. These people are just saying, you know what, we support this mission. Builders First Source, Florida Air. They are supporting this mission, and we're excited to have them on board, and we're thankful for them saying, hey, yeah, we want to be a part of this. We want to see what these lives that could get changed through this event. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
And like you said, if just one life has changed,
just one,
it was all worth it.
It's
going to be a lot of fun no matter what. But, you know, I'm telling you, winning a side-by-side, that would be kind of life-changing.
It's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing or you know, an African hunt if you're going to go safari.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for whatever's going to get killed in the process, but hey, that's nature. They're going to die.
Well,
out there
it's actually,
anyway.
You know, conservation. Yeah, so you got to make it happen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's all for a good cause. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions or comments. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. Craig Heinzman from Marcus Point Baptist Church. $10 is the admission. That is nothing. To have a great night, buy 5 tickets and give them out to friends. Do the snow challenge, the SNO challenge. $10 for tickets, go to Ticketmaster or sportsmansnightout.com. Thank you so much, Craig, for the work that you do and for bringing this message to the people, you know, a message of hope in a really crucial time.
Well, thanks, man. Glad to have you.
Yep, and we'll see you on Andrew's show next week.
Yes, Wednesday, Thursday.